stop. Now it's recording. Well, good morning. It is 7:43 a.m. 7:43 a.m. on Friday, September the 6th, 2024, here on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Beautiful blue sky morning this morning. Chilly one. My goodness, it's chilly. I've warmed up nicely, but it started out really chilly. It's official temperature is like 50. Outside my back door was 58, but the official temperature is 50. Down from 54 when I got up at 4. Yeah, I'm not sure quite. I don't know if it was really had dropped that much or just the station was slow in updating it. Citing the readings or something, I don't know. The official temperature never matches what it is outside my back door anyway. Sometimes it feels a lot warmer, sometimes it feels a lot colder. Very rarely it does it ever feel like whatever the official temperature is. Anyway, hi. I made it. It's Friday. Don't have anything beyond the norm. I don't have a whole lot on the agenda for today. I don't have to do any extra groceries. I do have to make bread to bake in the morning tomorrow. I have discovered an appropriate yeast ratio for the loaves that I'm making and the time that it spends in the fridge. It's a level half teaspoon, which measures on my scale pretty reliably at 2 grams. Now, I'm sure there are at least tenths of a gram up or down that I'm missing, but it's pretty reliably 2 grams. So the last three times I think I've made bread, I've made it using this recipe. ...800 grams of bread flour, 200 grams of wheat flour, half teaspoon or 2 grams of yeast, 20 grams of salt. And because I have 65% hydration and the amount of wheat flour is, or the amount of flour is 1,000 grams, that's 650 milliliters of water. And it gives me a very reliable dough, a very reliable bake. I'm not sure I'm getting it worked enough before the final proofing in the pans. The last batch had a lot of gas caught under the top crust, so there's big holes in the bread that they're not scattered through the bread. They're mostly what's caught underneath the skin on top. Comes a couple with their picker-uppers and bags and blue hands. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Morning trash sweep, apparently. Big doings yesterday. Oh, man. The van has had a problem with its rearmost left passenger, rearmost window. And it was under a fair amount of stress and being heated and cooled and heated and cooled and not very much cooled, but then heated again. And pretty much out of the clear blue sky, it shattered yesterday. There are little pieces of dark glass all over the place. Honest to God, there was glass strewn a dozen feet behind the vehicle, more in front of the vehicle. Most of it dropped down outside the vehicle. But clearly, that bad boy was ready to go. And unfortunately, it happened to the kid that was driving it, and it happened in the driveway, so that wasn't a big deal. But what a shock. What a shock. Yeah, poor guy. So I got a replacement coming. I called one of the local glass houses, glass stores, and they're gonna come on Monday and put a new one on. I'll let him drive the Kia to work this weekend, I guess. I don't need it. I don't plan on making a grocery run. If I do, it'll probably be earlier than he needs it anyway. I could always take the van. It's not like the car does not stay in the garage most of the time anyway. It's not like that missing window is going to be a major problem, other than breezy, kind of drafty, and not terribly comfortable at anything approaching highway speed. But I don't remember the last time I got on the highway. .45 seems to be my normal crosstown velocity, because that's the going speed limit on the main arterials. I saw 25 and 35 anywhere else. Apparently working hard this morning. Hard time, my legs are saying, dude, relax a little. Good tunes this morning. Some oldies but goodies. I enjoy them immensely. Dire Straits always does it for me in the morning. Today it was Money for Nothing. Always good. I'm a little bit earlier this morning, I think. The traffic hadn't built up very much on West 20th. It was still loud, but it wasn't bumper to bumper loud for the whole time. There were some quiet spots. Maybe just because it's Friday, I don't know. Apparently got my rant out of the system yesterday. I left a comment on the guy who left a post about, you know, where that, there was a blog article and he left a link to it, and it's like, I asked him if he really thought that the problem was the content and not the actual structure of the market. And of course, apparently the guy knows absolutely nothing about the structure of the market, or how books get priced, or how traditionally published actually works, or it's only fair. I mean, you have to be a certain kind of individual, and perhaps I'm an individual. Anyway, What was I reading? Samples. I was grinding through samples trying to find something to read after I got done with The Chasm, Branwen O'Shea. But next book is not out yet. I'm looking forward to it. Same way with Sergei Hoodlett's Way of the Wielder. I'm looking forward to that. That's not going to come until later in the year. So I got to find something else to read in the meantime. I've got the next two. I have two Jerry Boyds. 51, 52 have apparently snuck up on me. So I'm about three quarters of the way through 51 now. I had a conversation with one of the other writers on Mastodon about how books that could have been written by AI and did I ever stop reading any author because those books fell into that sort of repetition? And yes I have. And there are, before I quit trad, there were a couple of authors, one in particular that comes to mind, that I realized that the main character stayed the same, but the stories looked a lot like copy-paste with a pretty large global replace for names and setting and monster du jour. And we were talking about how many books in a series is too many, and I opined that three seemed to be a sweet spot, but the series needs to be as long as it needs to be. And the example was, you know, I've read trilogies where I've given up after book two, but I'm, you know, 50 books deep in Jerry Boyd and still reading. And their comment was, that was my example for written by an AI. And yeah, I get it. It's pretty formulaic. The formula is pretty much the same as day to day. No chapters. He just, the stream of consciousness. He opens the book and we read through without break. Coming up on it, get ready to say with me, monk post. Until we fall off the end of the story about 60,000 words later. And I don't think they could be written by an AI, even though the daily formula, the daily routine, he really leans into the daily routine. He has a hard time letting go of the timeline. Breakfast, morning hijinks. Oh no. Breakfast inbox, Master Bruce for his workout, lunch inbox, shooting range in the afternoon, dinner, playing with the kids, one of them reads the bedtime story, he meets Preacher Jim and goes to bed, and there's a brief dialogue between he and his wife before the dog wakes him up in the morning and it all starts again. And yeah, I get it. The running gags, I should have worn a hat. You don't have to tell all you know. I mean, there's like five or six of them that show up over and over and over and over. And when I first started reading, by book six, I'm like, really? By book 10, I'm going, Jesus, how long is he going to keep this going? By book 25, I'm like, oh, an old friend. It's really very strange. As a phenomenon, it's really very strange. So I've been looking around for another book anyway. I'll find something will show up. I may go back to looking at Wandering Inn. I've had, I don't know how many people recommend Wandering Inn to me. And I'm like, Jesus, really? Wandering Inn? I started Wandering Inn. I started trying to read Wandering Inn. Oh God, I don't know. Very shortly after it appeared first on Amazon. And I could not, for the life of me, care about anything that happened on the page. Any page. And I found myself thinking, I should check my email after about 10 minutes. And I just couldn't deal with it. I couldn't handle it. It's like, this does not grab me. And I've had any number of people, apparently it's in like book four or five or six or something. I don't know. I don't even know. But I've had four or five people in some of the forums saying, yeah, the first opener is a lot of throat clearing and author finding his feet. But after that, it gets really good. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe. Maybe I can get behind this. I have read books before that got their start on Wattpad or Royal Road or whatever the website du jour is these days. AO3? I guess that's one of them too. Account of Our Own. I think that's it. AO. I see it mostly. I think of it as AO3 because it's a lot easier than whatever it really is. But the problem with web novels, the problem that I have with web novels, and the reason I discount them, is because they don't match my reading. They're not bad, and I have to kind of watch myself, because they're not bad, and when it comes right down to it, people reading on their phone, if they're reading off a website or they're reading rendered HTML through a Kindle app that they've downloaded all at once, it's not really all that much different. And I can see where people who would, you know, just throw the URL in their browser and then start reading. I can see how that would work. It's like, okay, fine. You have to have a connection. It has to stay solid. I guess I'm so old that the idea of having a constant connection that's always there whenever I want to read is a meaningful concern. And part of it is probably my age, because for most of my life there was no such thing as a constant connection. You dialed in when you wanted to connect and then you hung up when you didn't. When you could dial in at all. But I read in a lot of places where, like the grocery store line, where the connection with King's, inside of King's Supers, the big metal building, is not particularly solid. It's not particularly reliable. It's not particularly good. Quite often I cannot send or receive phone calls or texts inside the building. I don't have any connection for some reason. So using the phone's browser rather than the phone connecting through the internet router on my desk is not actually possible. I have better connection here walking on the sidewalk than I do inside King Soopers. And that's, I read there because I'm standing in line there a lot. So, but just because the mode is not supportive of the way that I read all the time everywhere doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. And I have to stop that sort of really online. Attitude. It's not helpful, it's not fair. There's a tree that's seen better days. I wore my extra fleece this morning. I don't think I really needed it. I worked up a little sweat walking up by the park. The shadows are long this morning. I think I'm a little bit earlier this morning than I have been. I managed to get my buttocks in gear. And got out just after 7. Field is looking green down in the main part of it, but right along the road here and right along the edges of the parking lot, everything is brown or gray. There's an amazing amount of last year's straw still hanging around. And the spiny white poppy seems to have been sprayed. Son of a bitch. If I want to live in the wild, I suppose I'm going to have to move to the wild. That ain't happening. Cheerful good morning to the Willow Sisters. Looking green and weepy today. Nothing wrong with being weepy. That's your nature. Lots of little red berries on the cran apple. The cran apple. Cran. Crab. Crab apple tree. I think I mentioned I did fix my Form Atria. It's working really well. It's a really nice pen. It has a nice level of scratch. It has some good feedback. It's not the smooth glide on the page experience, but it's a very almost pencil-like feedback with, you know, just the tiniest bit of scratch sound on the paper. It's really a nice little pen. It was fairly spendy in the day. Certainly not one of the higher end. Wasn't anywhere near Hemisphere or even the Lariat, probably. Maybe a Lariat level. It's a nice pen. It's striking. It's chrome body and it's little rims, little ridges around the top and bottom and cap. It's a very nice pen. I'm really pleased that I'm able to get it going. I got an inordinate amount of pleasure from bringing that pen back from the dead. Speaking of back from the dead, guess who's at the back gate? That would be this guy. And because I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then, with any luck at all.